Boys That Tease, A Bully Romance, Lords of Wildwood, Book 1, by Isabella Starling. Narrated by Teddy Hamilton and Mia Madison.
Prologue. Please don't leave me. Crispin.
That's it. I swear to God, Christopher, that is it. We are never getting back together.
Fine by me.
Good.
The door slammed. The frustrated scream came after. Then the eardrum-bursting sound of screeching and plates hitting the wall. But what else was new? This was just a typical Wednesday afternoon in the Dalton household. And just like always, the only thing I could do was sit here and fucking listen to them go at it. My little sister's soft cries reminded me I had someone else to take care of, and I shifted my attention back to the open book on my lap. You want me to keep reading? She shook her head, the first big, fat tear slipping down her porcelain cheek.
It's okay. Should I go to my room, Crispy?
I grinned wide, tickling her until she started to laugh again. The tears were gone as fast as they had come.
You want to leave me already, kid? What am I supposed to do without you?
You have to go to the set now anyway,
she pouted. But the grin still tugged on the corners of her lips. She loved being included in whatever I did. It made her feel like a grown-up, just like I was supposed to be. Not that I felt like one today. I have a couple more minutes, I reassured India. How about we get breakfast ready?
I don't want to go down there.
She played with the hem of her t-shirt, reluctant to go downstairs after the shouting match our parents had just had. It'll be fine, I grinned. You'll have me with you, and I'll protect you from all the bad guys.
There are bad guys in our kitchen?
If there are, I'm gonna whoop their asses. She giggled, and I helped her to her feet. Her hand found its way to mine, and she clung to me for dear life. I found solace in knowing I wasn't alone, and she was often scared when our parents fought. Distracting her from Mom's next epic meltdown kept me busy enough to stop stressing about the impending divorce. Mom and Dad had spoken about getting one before, but they'd never gone through with it. But this time, it seemed inevitable. And I hated the voice inside my head that kept saying, thank fuck for that. India had only had 5 years of their fighting. I, on the other hand, had been dealing with their drama for 17 years. When they were good together, they were really fucking good. But when they were bad, they made all our lives a living hell. My parents were explosive. They'd spent most of their relationship either having crazy arguments or making up after another fight. The on and off thing only ended when Mom got
Sample complete. Ready to continue?